Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Well, our Tuesday episodes are packed with information now.
That's because Monday was a complete shit show. There was so much going on, I could barely even keep up.
I couldn't. I had to go back when I was thinking about recording today. I had to go back into our stories and like, what happened yesterday?
Everything.
What was with yesterday? Was it a full moon or something?
I don't know.
Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah, yesterday was a day. It was tax day, Anne.
April 15th. That's why.
Yeah, I had to rush to the post office on
you're one of those, huh?
Sunday and go, damn it, I gotta get these things postmarked.
Isn't it funny that we still do like hard copy? We still
well, we didn't sign until ours. This year. We have a new accountant, so they're old school.
Yeah, that's ours. Ours is old so, and old school.
Normally, it's just sign electronically and DocuSign, and we're done, and the accountant takes care of it. But no, had to go mail them.
Us too.
Old school. I hope they got postmarked in time. But yeah, yesterday was nuts.
With all of the firings and
house
knives news.
Where should we even start? Do you want to talk about all that crap and then what we're watching? Since there was so much.
Confirmation that Robin Dixon is out.
Yep, she announced it on her podcast.
Very much like Robin.
Which she needed to be gone.
Fine.
There's no storyline there. She's not going to divulge any information about Juan. So keep it moving.
Even more so after watching the reunion. There's nothing there.
There's nothing. She wouldn't say anything. And Juan wasn't even there.
No. Candace is pregnant. Candy ass.
Which is interesting because did you hear that? I mean, good for her. Congratulations. But did you hear
your first reaction? Which is interesting.
Only because of what was just made public about the comments that she made about the color of her baby's skin and what she's concerned about.
Oh, God. I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, go back and there were a lot of people.
Wait, you mean on the reunion?
No, it wasn't on the reunion. It was on a podcast or a... I think it was a podcast. I can't remember who with now, but it was making a lot of news about her concerns.
Like if she gets pregnant, she's concerned.
Yeah,
and she may
have already been pregnant.
She was probably pregnant at the reunion.
Oh, was she drinking?
No. I mean, they don't really drink anyway there.
Yeah, at the end, don't they?
Yeah, but a cheers little drink. You think that's going to put her over the edge?
She could have faked it. Well, maybe that's why she was crying so much. She was a little hormonal.
She cries all the time.
There's no excuse for that. And then, so Bravo and Cocktails posted a blind item a few months ago about a housewife's divorce, and it's not someone that you would expect. And then we find out yesterday that Todd and Alexia filed for divorce. Todd is the one who actually filed, and seems like Alexia was kind of blindsided.
That's what she posted, like she was blindsided. What are the speculations here?
Not really shocked, but I think there were some money issues with them. I mean, we know they were renting a very expensive apartment.
His whole backstory of the reason they rent is because it's so much better to rent this day and age. No, it's never. They have so much money, they're renting.
Well, he did a whole TikTok, Instagram live with a whiteboard, and he did the math and everything trying to justify the renting versus buying. You rent usually, not always, but usually because you don't have enough money to put down on a purchase, right?
Why would you rent and pay twice as much per month as you would for a mortgage?
So they were only married 2 years.
Is it 2 years?
2 years.
He had problems day one with her oldest son.
Well, I mean, are you surprised?
Everybody has problems with that boy.
He's got issues.
Sorry if you can hear the...
My landline is ringing.
I keep it for my Aunt Jeannie in case she calls me.
But yeah, that was kind of a shocker, but not...
I'm not surprised at all. There were rumors back in November when we were at BravoCon.
Yes.
Because he wasn't there.
No, she was with Marisol and wasn't very nice to us, by the way. We'll say that once again.
I still hold a little bit of a grudge. I just think she's mean anyway.
Well, she's like Teresa.
Teresa. Speaking of Teresa, Teresa and Louie last weekend at Coachella, and Louie, fucking idiot. How did he get that close to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Are you kidding? He scoped him out and then he wedged his way in. And then embarrassing.
That video was so embarrassing of him.
With him.
And them in the background.
Talk about thirsty.
And then there's a picture he posts of Teresa with Taylor Swift. Do you think Taylor knows who she is?
I mean.
I feel like she would.
I feel like you would. She's young enough to know. But what Teresa was wearing was a bright pink bikini with this white like cover up thing, a pink cowboy hat and white like go-go boots.
Yeah, not even like Western on top and I guess whatever was going on the bottom.
She's like 52, 53 and that's how she dresses at Coachella?
It's probably the first time they were asked to go to Coachella.
Maybe.
I just don't think people that age go to Coachella. It's a young person's thing. And if you're older going, it seems a little desperate.
I would low-key want to go.
Well, I totally want to go. If somebody invited me, I'd go. But it would be strange walking around. I don't know.
It would be a little embarrassing. But I can guarantee I wouldn't be dressing like that. I mean, you don't dress like the 20-somethings. You go appropriate.
I'm already thinking of how long we would have to think about our proper wardrobe going to Coachella.
Hours and hours of deliberation about what to wear.
Maybe if we're sponsored by something.
Mm. Who was it that said it was some, now I can't remember, but somebody said, oh, it's $15,000 to go. I'm like, no, it's
to Coachella?
No, it's not.
What are they, where are they staying?
Jesus. I'd like to be Coachella adjacent.
Yes.
And what else happened?
So Crystal Minkoff is
out. Crystal, yeah. Surprised by that or no?
A little. I actually really like Crystal and her husband Rob. I think they do add a certain normalcy. They're actually real rich. They hang around fun, rich, young people.
I think they kind of need Crystal.
I do too, because they need somebody. They keep saying, oh, Crystal doesn't bring anything. Why does somebody have to bring something? Her being there is something.
Right.
I think Rob is really funny.
Did you see what he posted on her?
He was really going to
bring it.
I was too bad. I was really going to bring it this season. Just the fact that he said that. Yeah. I'm going to miss her. I actually really like her.
I do. I do, too.
Did you see when Anna Marie posted some shit about her?
Well, yeah, like, I reposted it.
Did you repost what Anna Marie said about Crystal?
Yeah, and then Crystal's response.
And then Crystal's response. I don't even understand what Anna Marie was talking about.
No,
against
what's
Crystal.
Her issue with Crystal? I mean,
oh, she just, because Crystal kind of said, she shaded Anna Marie a little bit.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Remember they had a falling out on.
Oh, right. It was about her being an anesthesiologist versus a nurse anesthetist.
Right.
That whole argument.
That whole argument.
Well, they're both gone now, so.
Yeah. But Crystal saying to Anne Marie, like, why don't you mind your own business and worry about your husband's
transphobic rapist husband.
Yes, your transphobic racist husband.
I mean, that was,
ooh. Cool. See, you don't think Crystal's bringing it? Shit.
And then NECA.
Is that official? NECA was fired.
Yeah.
She really is.
That's what the.
I would rather have NECA than Wendy. Sorry.
Well, that's what I was going to say. At the reunion, and we'll get into the reunion, but Wendy needs to fucking go.
We can fucking talk about the reunion. Wendy and Candace are just mean, bitter, not happy ladies.
No.
Them at the reunion, it was not even, they weren't happy at all.
So the pregnancy is perfect timing for Candace.
I think so.
Go off and be a mom. Just go off because you are a problem and you always have been a problem and you're never going to take ownership of anything. So
when Ashley brought up the fact that Candace's words actually do mean something, she instigates, she's like, word, I'm using my words. But was she using her words when she was picked up that bottle of champagne and was about to land it on Muppet Girl?
Deborah. Yeah, what we had initially heard was that the reason Deborah came up and said, you've got something to say to me, was because she overheard
her and Wendy talking shit.
And Candace talking shit about her, which I kind of believe that happened.
And I think they admitted that it happened.
Well, they asked her about that, Candace, and she was very careful in her response.
She's always very careful. Yeah. Candace did not give us much this year. And the fighting, she does instigate. I'm sorry, words do matter. Mm-hmm. You can say, well, I'm just using my words. I'm not using my fist. But you were about to. She riled herself up. She was fighting with words and she picked up a fucking bottle. So she can't say that her words have, you know, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it totally matters.
I think Wendy was still so rude to NECA. NECA tried to squash things. That whole Osu conversation, Ashley admitted, oh my God, I got it wrong. NECA never said that. But Wendy didn't want NECA on from day one. And she still says, I didn't know her. I didn't know her.
But she did.
She did know her.
She did.
You may not have known her ins and outs, but you knew her enough to say she was on crack in San Francisco or whatever. You don't know her, but you know shit like that.
Well, I think it's pretty clear now that Wendy obviously did know her and
was
that's
threatened by her coming on.
Completely. She wanted to be the queen bee. She did not want NECA there. And that's why she told production that she didn't know her. And NECA was saying, I have met you multiple times. What do you mean? When I told production that I knew you, I did.
I've met you. We've been at the same parties. I would say that about somebody like, oh, I know her.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? But it was interesting to hear that she was up for Married to Medicine.
Uh-huh. Maybe she'll go over there now.
Yeah, maybe she can go there now.
I just don't think Wendy adds anything. She'd added nothing this whole season except bitterness against NECA. So I feel bad that NECA is gone. But maybe it's better. Maybe NECA can start her family. You know, maybe go over to Married to Medicine. You're right there.
Yeah, why not?
Move again.
Move again. But yeah, Wendy is not a nice person. I guess her YouTube, she said, is going well. Mm. But I don't think it's doing that great. She's getting like 15,000 followers on YouTube or something, which I guess YouTube isn't great.
No, it's not.
And it's got to be expensive.
We know people who are building their way up in the YouTube world and 15,000 is just not, like, mediocre. Right. You still can make some money, but
I think Wendy needs to focus on one thing. Like, she's trying to do too many
things.
They even
said that at the reunion.
Right.
Every season she's doing something else.
Well, I guess her candles are still out there. If anybody wants a candle.
I'm sure they
are. Single wick. Are they single wick? Wait.
No, she has
three
the
wick?
She has the two wick because Karen
has
the three
wick. That's
or
right.
A three and four.
That's
maybe it was the
right.
Three wick and Karen had the four wick. The only thing I even liked at all at this reunion was the Mia and Gordon conversation.
It kind of, everything
it was a little
sense.
Shocking. It
yeah,
does make sense.
It makes sense now that he's bipolar and so he would have
episodes,
which would make sense as to why he would act the way that he acted toward Mia. And Mia, you have to give her credit because she's still, you know, regardless of ink and all that crap, she did cheat on him, whatever. They both seem to have their issues, but they both seem to be accepting of what has happened and they're still coming together for the kids.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know about Mia. She comes off like that, like very kind. She's there for people.
But Anne, Mia be lying.
It's hard because you go back and you know she lied about certain things. But
well,
then
she's
very honest about other things. Too honest.
Yeah, but they all know that Mia be lying.
Yeah. Mia be lying.
All
glad,
of them.
I'm glad Mia be coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think she's found her footing and she's doing well.
Do you think they'll bring in new people for Potomac or let it
well,
be this?
Well, they're getting rid of three, so they have to bring in at least one or two. Hmm. Let's just hope it's not a friend of Wendy's.
Ugh.
Do you
Does
think
she have any?
That Kierna is going to be back?
She may. Maybe she'll be picked up full time.
Maybe.
They all like Kierna. They were all on her side.
Yeah. And then Ashley with her divorce, this whole bullshit thing about she's not divorced, she's dating, but the guy she's dating doesn't want kids and all this other bullshit. She's not dating anybody seriously right now.
Nope. She's still rubbing Michael's feet at night.
A lot of people, well, she corrected herself real quick.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like it was past tense the first two times she said it until they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, what?
Gross.
Oh, no, no. I did.
Gross.
So she's definitely staying with Michael for his money. It's obvious, right?
I mean, she's just staying with Michael so he pays for a few things. That's it.
Yeah.
They're not, maybe they still do sleep together. Probably do. She's very much in love with him.
Is she in love with him or his money? Maybe there's some sort of strings attached that, I mean, I bet that's what it is.
Those all strings, because she doesn't get any alimony, remember? She signed a prenup that she doesn't get anything.
No, but she gets a credit card.
Yeah, but no.
And he's paying for the house.
She's staying with him because of that. Like, she's not getting divorced because of that. And he's using her for some tax write-off.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah. It's benefiting both of them.
And then this Candace and Giselle thing is not going to go away, but Candace is leaving, so who cares?
Who cares? They're no longer friends. See, there's too many disconnects. They're no longer friends. Wendy and NECA were never going to be friends, so they had to get rid of people.
Well, Andy said at the beginning, and then he said it at the end, that there's a lot of conflict in the group this season, and basically it needs to change. He asked if anybody wanted to apologize, and there was a big pause.
Not one person.
No.
They're all very stubborn.
Yeah, which is why they're axing a bunch of them.
That's right. Well, you have too many infighting going on. Candace was the main problem.
Candace is always the main problem.
And also was Wendy. That's why I wanted them gone.
Ashley is a shit stirrer, though, she is. Too.
But Ashley's, listen, I was fine with Ashley leaving, but now I'm like, you kind of need somebody like that if Candace isn't there doing it.
Yeah.
And Candace tried to stay out of it this season. Like she didn't even entertain conversations. Her and Wendy were rolling their eyes every time Giselle spoke, every time Robin spoke.
I think it's going to be a bigger deal to Candace than she's letting on, because she's trying to launch this music career and she's going to lose her platform. Like, nobody's going to give a shit about Candace after she leaves the show. Mm-mm. They barely care about her on the show.
It'll be interesting to see what she does next. Yeah. Of course, we won't be able to see it because we're blocked. So I want to go back to other things happening in the news. I just wanted to pop in Potomac because it just wasn't that great. I just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah, it's done.
Rebecca Minkoff is rumored to be a new New York housewife.
Yeah, that was released today. News for Tuesday.
I think this is going to be very interesting if it's true.
Well, also, we just heard she's a Scientologist. Mm-hmm.
And she's not like shy about it. She's very proud and very open.
Well, Scientology has to be thrilled that she's going to be on the show because she can promote.
I don't know if she would. Maybe. Who knows?
Isn't that what they want? Who in this day and age,
who would want to go
who
on?
Is signing up for Scientology?
Oh.
It's so weird to me.
People who
like there's so somewhere. Much information out there about Scientology.
I know. I don't know.
It's just so weird. Anyway.
People are filling a void. Somebody said they can only have one Minkoff on a housewife at a time. So that's why they got rid of Crystal.
Well, yeah, too confusing.
Now, they're not related, I don't believe.
No, Rebecca Minkoff is the purse lady.
Yeah, but she sold her company.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I just saw something. I don't know how long ago it was, but she sold her company and her name. So even though everything's out there, she said her first awakening, like her rude awakening after she sold her company and name, was seeing some products that they were putting out there. And she goes, oh, no, that's not something I would do. And then she's like, well, shit, I don't have a right to say that anymore.
Why'd she sell her name?
Got probably more money.
A ton of money?
Sure.
Well, then she should have like some kind of creative, ability.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, to designs and stuff, because her name is attached to it.
I guess not.
Huh. Okay.
It's done. She sold it. Okay, few things. Jeff Lewis Live had on two bachelors this last week.
Yeah.
Tyler Cameron, that he has a new show on,
like a home renovation show on Amazon.
On Amazon TV. I think it's going to be pretty good. He's bringing in family members. Hannah Brown is going to help him with something. I think it's supposed to be pretty good.
I listened to him and, I don't find him really that likable.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something really arrogant about him.
Oh, I think not at all.
Really?
Tyler Cameron?
Yeah.
I think the way he maneuvered this bachelor thing is genius, because he never became the bachelor. Everybody wanted him to. And he's like, nope, not in the right headspace.
How old is he? Is he in his 30s?
Yeah.
He acts kind of young.
Does he?
He seems kind of young to me.
Oh, interesting. Maybe because he's out and about. I don't know. I think what he's doing is pretty cool. He's been trying to put this out there for a while with his family renovating their home that the mom always wanted renovated, and then she passed. And
yeah, I mean, that's cool, but yeah. I don't know.
There's what just... do you like about him, Gina? That's so mean.
I don't know.
Okay, so what'd you think of when you heard Colton Underwood on there?
I liked Colton on there.
It's so funny to think back to Colton Underwood, that how we knew him on The Bachelor, on The Bachelorette, on Bachelor in Paradise. Might we say he's leaning into his newfound gayness.
He is, and good for him. He seems very happy in his relationship.
I think people gave him a hard time for getting into a serious relationship so soon. But he's a guy that just wants to settle down. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and what he said on Jeff Lewis, too, is that he had dabbled in the homosexual world, you know, before. We just didn't know about it.
Right.
So this wasn't his first, and I think that's what people think, was that his current boyfriend was like his first dip into the,
right,
you know,
man pond. I think it's just his first real relationship, but he found what he wanted and what he was looking for.
Yeah. So, and the guy's older. Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah. I know. I liked him on there. Jeff Lewis is just having some weird, not weird people, but he's really branching out.
Well, because he goes to these events like the Amazon event, and that's where he, you know, mm-hmm. Tyler. Well, I don't know where he met Tyler. Was it?
It was in another event.
Another Amazon sponsored event, I think. That's where he met Colton. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any issue with him bringing in new people.
I like it. Because a lot of Jeff Lewis fans don't even know this world of Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Right.
It crosses over. They're not like us.
We're so well-rounded. We know everything.
And then he's been using his regular people for the after show, which is fine. But Pej Vedat was on
that
yesterday.
That was very strange and uncomfortable.
And I kind of forgot about Pej because I thought, oh, he's just working.
I thought he was in New York doing his play.
Yeah. Nope. He wasn't there yet. He hadn't been called for like a month. He thought he was like on the outs. He's like, what did I do? But Jeff came on and was like, no, you're fine. And I thought, that's not a no, you're fine. Something happened. I don't know what it is.
Is he friends with Julian Brandy?
Oh. Hmm. I don't know.
Jeff is very vindictive.
Yes.
And
we know this to be true.
I feel like he has no problem casting people aside.
No.
And I don't feel like Pej is someone who's going to kiss Jeff's ass.
No, but I could see where he's like, what the fuck did I do? Oh my God. You know? Mm-hmm. Doug is like, no, sometimes he doesn't message me back either. But it's just so fucking rude. How would Jeff feel? Jeff is so in his head all the time about texting and replying. He doesn't do anything for a month with Pej.
And well, Carney hasn't been on in a while either.
Yeah, but Carney.
Carney has some cooking show that she's.
Yeah, I think she's just busy. Who knows?
Who can keep up?
Who can
with
keep
the Jeff
up?
Lewis
but I thought
world.
It was. Oh, also this week on fucking Nick Viall. He had on Tom Schwartz.
I listened to the part two on driving this afternoon.
Yes.
So how do I feel about Tom Schwartz knowing what we know? He says we don't know. Did you listen to part two? He says we don't know the whole story about Joe and there was more to it, which I believe there probably was. Mm-hmm. But he is very self-deprecating to the point where it's fucking annoying.
And he admits it. I hate that he's like, oh, I got to stop doing that with this new girlfriend. He talks down about himself.
The new girlfriend, personally, way fucking too young.
She acts
very young. She's 23.
I also looked on her Instagram. She looks very young.
She is. She's 23 years old.
She owns a vintage clothing store.
She has like some space.
It's an online thing.
Yeah.
She has a pop-up.
Exactly. Exactly. But the way she was speaking, it's just like, girl, you're young. Like,
he's 40.
And she pursued him. She was at Sir or Tom? I think it was Sir for a friend's birthday.
Yes.
She went over to him and told him how good looking he was. Mm. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. That's how this whole thing went down?
He thought she was the most beautiful thing he's ever seen.
And then she says, can I give you my number? It's like, okay, so she's a fan.
Mm.
She's a fan. You went to Sir. And but Nick Viall was the same thing because I didn't realize that
his girlfriend slipped into his fiance slipped into his DMs. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's 43, 44.
Yeah.
And she's 25.
She's young.
But Nick Viall comes across mature. Tom Schwartz doesn't.
No, Tom is still
very
in
smart,
Peter Pan land. I love the way Tom speaks. I think he's
very
good
smart.
With his words.
Yeah. you can tell he's a educated guy, yeah. But
and he was going through a lot during all the filming. Remember, we forgot that his dad was in the hospital. Right. His brother was in the hospital.
I mean,
had a transplant, and
yeah. Like a lot I mean, I have on. Empathy for him for all that because he was going through a lot. But his personality has been the same the whole entire time we've seen him on TV.
What do you think the Joe stuff is behind the scenes? That's just,
didn't want to say.
No, he was trying to be nice. Almost like a little.
Something like stalkerish, maybe?
My mind went to like breakdown stuff. Like maybe she deals with a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, she admitted she's like ADHD and mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, something happened that he wouldn't talk
about. At one point, he said one thing happened and that was it for him.
Yeah.
That's right. What was it? Maybe it could have been stalkery.
Yeah, it was something weird, but mm-hmm. he said he won't say anything bad about her, but there's more to the story, and she's a great person, but there was that one thing mm-hmm. that happened that he won't talk about, so interesting.
Yes. A little on Vanderpump, I did pick up Vanderpump Villa again.
And?
Did you?
No.
Have you seen any?
I saw the first episode.
Okay, so I saw just the first episode, but then I was caught up on everything, so I decided to dip in, and it does get a little better. I don't love the
convince
people.
Me.
It's like I still don't love the people, but it's really pretty. They're so unprofessional that it's hard to get past that part of it.
Well, that's the part that's like that's, fake for me.
I know. But it's still semi-entertaining because it's just so pretty. I binged Unlocked on Netflix, and you're watching that now.
Yeah, I'm on episode 5 or 6. It's very interesting, and it's an experiment. So this prison in, where is it? Alabama, Arkansas, somewhere. Arkansas or Alabama?
Maybe Arkansas.
I think it is Arkansas. So they take this cell block, H, and they decide to experiment. And usually they're out of their cell for an hour and in their cell for 23 hours. So they decide to remove the rules.
Gina, it's 23 and 1.
Come 23 on. And
Get
1.
Get the lingo down.
Yeah, 23 and 1. So now they're doing away with the rules and they're letting them out of their cell and come and go as they please. The cell doors are open, and then they slowly integrate more freedoms like phone.
Free phone.
I don't think they've, what else?
Provisions
do they do?
Every day. Right. Not just like they used to get provisions once in a while.
And so it's interesting because the elders start taking control. One guy in particular starts taking control and like making a sign up sheet for the phone, trying to keep peace, because if there's no peace, then they go back to 23-1 and they don't want to do that. But the youngsters are pushing the envelope.
Well, they don't want to be told what to do, but they're not pushing the envelope so much.
Doing stupid shit.
They're not doing anything illegal in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Until they start doing the drugs.
And they push it and they push it. And then they start making wicks to burn mm-hmm. candles, to smoke
they're making
towels
hooch in there. They're making fucking hooch.
Out of disgusting.
I know.
Disgusting. I was having the gag reflex like you would not believe.
Gina, I've seen all this before. 60 days in, 90 days in. I am a connoisseur of people in lockup. I've heard all these before.
What did they take? It was like peas and carrots and bread and sugar.
Rind from all of the fruits.
Fruit.
Yeah.
And they just let it ferment. In a plastic bag.
And let it sit in the toilet.
Then they made some kind of like nacho thing.
Oh, God.
With liver.
A nacho pizza. Oh, it was disgusting.
And I don't even know.
Oh, God. They were all over there eating that shit up.
It was the most disgusting thing.
Horrible.
And then they start making cigarettes out of paper towels soaked in
coffee.
And then they let it dry in the sun and they roll it up and they smoke it. I was like, really? This is so weird. I would die in prison. I'm just telling you right now, I would die. But then they have to reel them back in because the smoke alarm goes mm-hmm. off. And
we got a few idiots that want to push it. They're in a transitional unit.
Yeah.
The people are awaiting trial. They're awaiting sentencing. So they're in and out of that unit. So you're always going to have an influx of people. And then there's people who just sit there for years because they can't get a court date. Who knows what's going on? These people all live together. They kept calling a community. You know, they do follow up with people at the end. So just to let you know, you get to find out where people are. Because there's, obviously there's a handful that they go deep on. We get to hear their stories.
Some are very sad. There's some bad people in there.
The majority. Well, it's prison.
No, I know. But I mean, there's different levels. Some yes. is theft, some's burglary or whatever, some's drugs, and then some are murder.
Yeah. All in the same unit.
All in the same unit.
It's a transitional unit.
But I mean, some of them are so fucking stupid.
I know.
That you're like, okay, no wonder you're in prison because you're a fucking idiot. I mean, a total idiot.
Isn't it wild how they tattoo people?
Yes.
I know. The face tattoos. Please, Gina, if you ever go to prison, just
don't get
in.
A face tattoo.
Don't get a face one. Go for the lower body. Just not the face. Don't do the face.
I don't think I would do my face. Unless it was eyebrows, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Or liner.
Lips and eyebrows. Good point. Good point.
Can they microblade in prison?
In Jen Shaw's prison, I'm
permanent
sure.
Permanent liner. Anyway, it's pretty good. I'm not done with it yet, but it's very interesting. And the other thing I watched is my sister and my brother were telling me about The Gentleman.
It comes up every single time I put on. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I put it. It comes up first for me. It's like, looks like you may like this. And I'm like, of course I'll like it. Look at that guy.
Well, it's Theo James from White Lotus.
Oh, it's him?
Wait, he's very good looking.
Wait, White Lotus 1?
2.
Oh, 2.
Yeah.
Oh, him.
The two couples.
He I was thought you meant the first season. White Lotus.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes.
So he plays an aristocrat. His dad passes away. And then he finds out that his dad has this weed business.
Oh, fun.
And everything else that happens from there.
So it's present day?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really good.
I got to watch that.
It's crazy, but it's really good.
We finally finished Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. What did you think of the final episode with Jerry?
I mean, it was
reminiscent of
course,
Seinfeld.
Did you know? So he was on, Larry David was on Smartless.
Oh, he was? Yeah. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Just recently, too. They asked him how long he was doing Curb. How long do you think Curb has been going on? Like, how many years?
Oh, my God. We started watching it way back. How many? I don't know. 24 years?
But he took a 10-year gap.
I
remember there was a big gap.
10 years?
10 years. I know. All these numbers he was throwing out, I'm like, no.
I thought it was a couple years. I didn't think it was 10 years.
He said he took a 10-year gap, and then that's when they came back. 10 years.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, I'm going to miss it. It was a good one.
It is a good one.
And then Traitors New Zealand, I'm still watching, picking up here and there.
Oh, New Zealand?
Yeah, it's New Zealand.
Oh, okay. I saw it.
Oh, I don't know if I talked about this last
week. I watched Australia, but not New Zealand.
So New Zealand, they live in more of a ranch house.
Oh.
It's somewhere different entirely.
But
it's
is it the same idea?
Yeah, the same concept. Always they do things a little bit differently, I'm noticing. But some of these people are known in New Zealand and some aren't, but I've never heard of any of them. And some just kind of go, oh, yeah, that's that guy. That's that professional poker player. That's that lady from Dancing with the Stars. You know, stuff like that. But you don't know who they are. Like, I've never seen any of them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then just earlier, talk about depressing. You know, you're listening to something, you're like, this is depressing. I listened to Tori Spelling talk about her and Dean's breakup.
So I'm hearing all of this is like bullshit that she's making up for her podcast.
Well, I'm not sure. So this one, when I thought she had her own new podcast, right?
Yeah. What is it called?
When I looked up Tori Spelling, it only came up the one that she has, 90210MG.
No, it's called Misspelling, I think is what
that's
it's called.
Okay, so that's what this is, Misspelling. The name of these two episodes on 90210MG, it's her talking to one of the producers or something.
Yeah.
So Jenny Garth isn't even on there. She's cray. She's whack. Even if Dean did absolutely everything, like she just tells stories of them being married. It just sounded horrible and she should have left a long time ago. She portrays herself in a way. Oh my God. She called herself like a sex symbol at one point. She goes, well, I think I was kind of known as a sex symbol.
She was never a sex symbol.
Never. And then she's like, maybe I wasn't. I don't know. But I was like, you know, the ditzy blonde, the ditzy cute blonde. I'm like, Tori.
No. She's also supposed to be a hoarder. She has like storage unit after storage unit of shit.
He was, you know, he's an alcoholic. So he went into rehab last year. It was last year. He's been sober since June of last year. But that's when things started happening. And, you know, the trailer incident where she's saying now that she took her kids camping for the summer.
For the whole summer?
For the whole summer. They camped in a trailer because one of the daughters somebody asked her at school, like, do you even live in the zip code? Where is your trailer parked? Yeah, and so she was like, we weren't living in the trailer. We were summer vacation.
Were you though?
Were you?
Why was it parked on the side of the road in West Hollywood?
Where were you bathing out the back?
Yeah, I think she has some issues.
I think she has revisionist history syndrome. Yeah. So I don't know. And then she called like him on air to tell.
Well, that's what people are saying. That's a bunch of bullshit about their divorce.
Yeah. What's bullshit that she called him on air?
He wasn't even on the phone, that it was just all made up bullshit for the podcast.
Well, it could be. She said, getting off the phone, she's like, okay, I love you. Bye. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're divorcing. What?
Yeah, she's really is very strange.
Well, you've heard all the stories, right? About, I think she's even told him that, like, the pig sleeping in the bed and pissing in the bed and...
Yeah, that's what she said. That's why they have separate rooms the last 3 years was because they had a pig that was sleeping with them.
That's fucking disgusting. That is gross.
Really gross. So for the last 3 years, they lived in separate bedrooms.
Okay, well.
Let's see if she can move on.
Those
and be the sex symbol that she is.
Five kids? I think she has five.
And she just kept having them. You hated him from the beginning. They had like this whirlwind romance for a couple months and then it went haywire.
For a couple months.
I think she said a couple months. They got married very quickly.
And you didn't throw in the towel then? Because she was only married to her first husband for, and they had a huge spelling wedding.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Maybe that's probably why her mother's like, fuck, and I'm not giving you any money.
And she divorced him and left the husband for...
Yeah, they were both married when they got together.
Wow.
Anyway, that's it for that. What do you want to talk about? Martha's Vineyard?
Well, Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. It's a short show list today.
Martha's Vineyard was very heavy.
It was heavy.
The girls are drinking too much and getting into heavy conversation.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. They're really drinking too much.
Well, Jordan's got alopecia and she's stressing out about that. Her hair is falling out and she's having issues.
She's dealing with her own shit.
She is dealing with her own shit. Noelle's story about her dad who left when she was a baby. She doesn't have a relationship with him.
Again, dealing with her own shit.
Yeah.
They all have heavy shit they're dealing with.
Well, they do.
And even Jasmine, she confirmed this episode that she's pregnant.
Now, she also mentioned that her mother was in prison.
Yeah.
A felon?
Yeah.
So she said, don't play with me.
Don't fucking play with me. My mother was in prison twice.
Yes.
Woo. Jasmine.
And then Bria is being Bria.
Bria
whining on the phone to Simon.
Such a hot mess, disaster, drama queen. She is the one that I could not stand to be around. She throws accusations out that don't make sense and she gets up, she walks away. I just couldn't handle her.
She's somebody you just want to pop.
Yes.
Like, shut up.
I think me never have hitting somebody before, except my balloons that I like to hit. My clowns, I used to get it as a child with the sand in the bottom. I freaking loved a punching clown. You ever have that?
Of course.
Everybody had a punching clown.
Yeah, it was like a Bozo the Clown thing with
sand in the bottom. Sand. He didn't come up quite as fast. That.
Punching no, it was clown? A slow return.
It was a slow return. She is one that I feel like I could definitely give a pop in the face to.
But it's kind of weird. It's just not tracking for me because they had Bria's World or whatever, which was supposed to be like a Coachella or something. She brings alpacas. They have this lunch. And then the next thing, they're getting ready for dinner.
Yeah, then it's like, okay, that's over.
And I'm like, dinner time. What happened here?
It feels disjointed.
Yes, very.
Lots of sour faces. Literally all of the girls are being bummed out. Even Noelle still feels stupid about telling Alex that she is interested in him. All the girls are just downers right now. They need to snap out of this.
They need to get it together. And then we revisit the whole Alex and Shanice stalking thing, which we didn't need to revisit.
No, because then Shanice is going through that shit. Literally every single girl, Gina.
Yeah.
Jordan, Summer, Noelle, Bria,
all
Shanice.
Of them.
Every single girl there is going through their own personal issues. And they're all bringing it into the house.
Well, and Jasmine's pregnant.
Yeah.
She hasn't revealed that
yet. And
they
don't know that.
But we know that she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a little...
We need to lighten it up.
Yeah.
It was just too much. It
wasn't fun. Ugh. Summer should be fun.
Yeah. Get Kyle in there. God, who knew? Who knew we all needed Kyle? Shit.
There isn't a Kyle in the group. None of them.
Not none.
Mm-mm.
See? Kyle annoys us. You kind of need a Kyle.
Yeah, you kind of need a Kyle. We said it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Seeking sister wives.
Oh, Gina. What is happening with Danielle and Garrick and his new fiance?
Natalia. This is going south for Danielle.
Yes.
Fast. Did you hear the rumors that Danielle's pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's such a scumbag.
He is a master manipulator. I'm telling you, he knows exactly what he's doing. Saying that God is happy and God is telling him is a yes. bunch of bullshit.
He's going to Brazil by himself.
For a month.
For a month. Leaving Danielle and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle's freaking out. She doesn't want him to go at all. Natalia is not having a relationship with Danielle. There's no
responses. She wants no
responses. Danielle. Yeah, she wants Garrick to himself. God, if I was Danielle, I'd say, take him.
Go to Brazil. Goodbye.
She's never wanted a sister wife. She only pretends she liked the old one because she's not there anymore. She's gone.
No, it's weird. And I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but if this truly was what Garrick wanted and he wanted, you know, cohesion and happiness with all of the sister wives, because Natalia is not the only one. He's going to go out and find, four more, three more?
There's supposed to be five in his vision.
In his vision, his godly vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. I can't even articulate how big of a douche this guy is.
So we see that he entertains somebody else later on in the season. Do you think him and Natalia get married in Brazil? Because they showed scenes next week where he's in Brazil and Danielle is telling somebody, well, today he's supposed to be married or getting married to her.
Do you think he actually gets married to Natalia? Also, Danielle has everything to lose because they are already legally divorced.
Yes, exactly. So she's screwed. She's stuck.
She's screwed. If they do decide, or if she did decide to walk away, the divorce is done.
Yeah.
That
was the stupidest thing she stupidest, ever did.
Stupidest. She's got nothing to fall back on. She's not going to get alimony. She's not
nothing.
Get
she's not entitled
child
to anything.
Support. She's not going to get anything.
It depends on how long, I guess, they were married, but.
Yeah, but the divorce is already final. That was not part of the negotiated divorce.
As far as we know.
And the family thinks it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm trying to figure out if the family is in the same religion that they're in.
But it's not really a religion.
It's a made-up religion that Garrick made up for himself.
Well, God speaks to Garrick.
Yeah, but for the family.
Garrick is Jesus. Okay.
He kind of is. Father God. He's kind of Father God, right? But his friend Bill thinks that Garrick is crazy.
It always has been.
Sounded like he's in that
Garrick.
Religion too.
But he said it's just Garrick. It's not a religion. There's no fucking religion.
Garrick gives zero shits about Danielle.
Danielle.
All he cares about is where his next wife is coming from.
Correct. Where his next lay is coming from and having it not be Danielle.
Right.
And he likes him a little younger now.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think he knew when she was videotaping? Because it didn't sound like it. Like he was being nasty when she was saying that Natalia wasn't messaging
her
kitchen? Back. Yes. That looked like it was a secret recording.
It did.
Because he was kind of being a jerk. And we haven't seen him really be a jerk.
We know he can be a jerk.
Yes, but we haven't really seen it.
No, we saw it.
We saw it
we
tonight.
We saw it.
Okay, let's talk about Danielle, April, and Jennifer.
So this is another master manipulation. Which one is it? Is it Jenny or April?
Which one?
The one
first
that
wife
took
is
her.
April.
Okay. April is the master manipulator in this
scenario. Even over Nick.
Oh, for
she
sure.
Runs
She's
it
running.
All.
Mm-hmm. She's at the top of the pyramid and she is the one controlling everything.
She's basically talked Danielle into getting another sister wife so she can marry that person. So they can have two marriages and Nick's not married to anybody.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So Danielle has to marry whoever this new sister wife is. Because Jenny and April are married.
Correct.
God, what a fucking mess. Danielle's not going to go through with it.
So my question is, what is the purpose of having more wives? Mostly, usually, I would think it's to raise families together. Okay, April has one boy, one son, who's a little bit older. Doesn't need much raising. He's almost in high school, I think.
Yeah. Maybe. We saw him once, I yes. think. Yes.
Jennifer has the baby. So there's one child. Mm-hmm. Danielle hasn't produced any children. What do you need another wife for? What are you looking to grow?
Money. It's another stream of income for the Davis family, Anne.
You're right.
Come on in. Get out there and work. Daddy Nick this is going to stay home.
He's going to stay home and watch the children. And he is so smart. He's going to teach them everything he knows.
And he's going to wear a suit he's while he's doing
wear
it.
Because he takes his job seriously.
But I was dying because they went to the fucking smash room, which I think is the stupidest damn thing
stupid.
Ever. And as Danielle's smashing something, she yells out, "Men are a menace to society." It's like, girl.
They don't need men. See, they don't need Nick.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God.
Naeem and what's the name? Nayla?
Something like that. I wrote Naeem and I couldn't catch her name. Well,
yeah, Nayla, something. Anyway, they set up this meeting with this 26-year-old. They meet in a pool hall.
Alexis, and she's every bit of 26, maybe even like 20.
Yeah, but they don't like her immediately because she's wearing tiny, tiny shorts and a tight shirt. Well, she's 26.
Yeah.
She
can wear that.
Nayla, whatever fuck her name is, she says to Alexis, you know, how do you feel about the way we operate is we both date the third person, not one-on-one things. And she's like, well, why not? Why wouldn't you do that? She goes, well, this is what's always worked for us. And I'm like, girl, you don't have another sister wife. When has it ever worked? Why not try something new? I think if they're going to really do this, which I call bullshit on it, he is definitely going to have to go one-on-one with this woman.
I was very happy to see Naeem go, no, she's just way too young. Can't do it. She was just eating her chips one by one.
Do you think they have children? Because he said something like, that could have been my daughter. And I'm like, oh, do you have kids and we don't know that? Are you just trying to make money here?
Yeah, we don't know.
Fake. Whatever they've got going on is not real.
I don't believe it's real
either. I don't
believe
it.
Much like the Ryan family, Justin and Becky. Their house is like a shit hole.
It's old furniture.
Where do they live? Colorado. They live in Colorado also because they drove from Colorado to Texas.
Oh, right. To meet with Stephanie.
Right.
He's heartbroken. He is heartbroken.
Stephanie, quote unquote, who wasn't
fake girl.
Real Stephanie or
dated,
her voice.
They dated for 6 to 8 months.
Why do they feel betrayed? Because Stephanie told them not to come.
Yeah.
So what are they talking
Stephanie
about?
Stephanie said, it's over. I'm moving on. And they're like, let's go get her.
We're just going to hop in the car, pack an overnight bag and show up on her doorstep. Yeah. And then we're going to have two people, Stephanie and some other guy who we don't really know because it's not really Stephanie.
It's not really. Okay, so then he was like, whatever happened. We're going to move on. I still don't question the lifestyle. It's like, you've never lived it. You've never had a second wife. How do you not question the lifestyle? It hasn't worked for you.
What lifestyle?
These people saying, this is what works for us. You don't have a second wife. So whatever you're doing is not working for you.
They saw a casting call on Instagram.
That's what it is.
Are you in a polygamist relationship?
Or do you want to be?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, I think we can do this.
I think this would be good. We could make some money. How much money are they making?
Not much.
Nothing is worth being out there like this.
No. And you know they're telling people, oh, this is just, it's just for the show.
It's just for the show. We're having some fun with it. Still can't figure out Naeem's teeth situation because now I did a long, long look process. There's a little bit missing on the bottom, but he doesn't show his top teeth at all when he speaks. Mm-mm.
He doesn't have dental insurance.
But I even tried, like, you can't, it's hard to talk with just your bottom teeth showing, and that's how he kind of talks. So I don't even know if he has top teeth.
I think he has two on the bottom, and then there's some gaps on either side.
Right.
And then I'm questioning if he's got top choppers.
There's some, because you never see his top teeth. And she's actually really pretty.
She's very pretty. You know,
it's weird. I don't get it.
Yeah. Very interesting, and I'm
also
loving
never
every
seen
minute.
Them really like. Maybe they're like a fucking brother sister shit, or they're just friends.
Oh yeah, because they've never been like affectionate.
No, never seen it.
You're right.
And no, this is a fake.
They're cousins.
These damn seekers are fake seekers.
We should have known.
They're fakers.
It's on TLC. We should have known.
Okay.
We haven't gotten any reviews lately. So a review would be nice.
We're also losing Instagram followers.
I know. What the hell? Why is that?
Who's
unfollowing us? And why?
Why?
If you're listening and you've unfollowed us, please tell us why. We're not controversial.
We're also not changing much, but we just don't know why you're unfollowing.
Do you ever unfollow people?
Not
it's sometimes. It's not something I go through.
Here's when I unfollow. Well, not on my personal. Well, my personal one's different. I barely follow anybody. On our account, if there's a show that we don't watch anymore, and I see like a person on there, and they were following us, if they stop following us, I'll stop following them.
Right. It's tit for tat because that's how we are.
Yes.
But why are you unfollowing us?
Tit for tat.
It's very sad.
We'll be back on Friday. Hopefully with some new followers.
So pathetic. All right. We'll see you Friday. Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is.